The change would only require that state agencies post legal notices on their own websites, saving the state about $400,000. The legislation would be a financial blow to newspapers, but that's not the issue to Wisconsin State Journal publisher Bill Johnston. The issue is the public's right to know.
It's the wrong way to go in this day and age where it's finding out what's going on with our governments, making it more and more difficult to access information.
Johnston also thinks the idea will spread to the point that local governments won't be posting legal notices in weeklies and dailies. Wisconsin Newspaper Association Director Peter Fox says newspapers get between 2 and 5% of their ad revenue by publishing legal notices. Fox says this turns the relationship between the government and its citizens on its head.
Having Wisconsin citizens troll through those various websites to see what is going on in the world of state government is somehow better than having those notices published in the official state newspaper.
The bill's author is State Representative Gary Sherman of Port Wing. His point is that this will save money, won't spread to local governments, and that he can't get the official state newspaper at the Port Wing Quick Stop.
Hitherto, only for the people of Dane County, as though the rest of the people in the state didn't exist.
Sherman expects this change to stay in the state budget.
It's over. It's past. It's history.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.